I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at greatlakesdragaway.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back. Packer Hall of Famer. Hopefully, soon to be Pro Football Hall of Famer. Leroy Butler. Dan Plucker producing the show. Baby Tosh out sick. Tim Allen will be in tonight on the Pick It Safe Pro Hoops postgame show. No, he sounded awful when I talked to him. Tim Allen filling in for Billy tonight on the Pick It Safe Pro Hoops postgame show.
You've heard people act before. Come on.
I have not. Sidney Moncrief, the Hall of Famer. He will be hanging out with Tim Allen tonight as well, checking in after the Bucks take on the Lakers. So like you have done for so many years, once that game is done, you pick up your phone, you dial 414-799-1250. And you talk to Tim Allen about the Bucks' win over the Lakers tonight. And if Leroy's case, he'll think the Lakers will win, so we'll address that momentarily. All right, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. That also would be a great a deal if you're looking for some holiday gift ideas. How about a season pass to Great Lakes Dragway? Check them out at greatlakesdragway.com, located right there in Union Grove. Great family fun throughout the summertime. All right, what does a Bucks win or loss do for you tonight as a Bucks fan, Gary Ellerson? That's our right lane.
Not much for me. I think, you know, they play 82 games. This is one of 82 games. A lot of people think that it's going to mean so. I don't win or loss. I think they still move forward. This doesn't tell us how they're going to play within the series if it is the Bucks or the Lakers. Now, if they were in the Eastern Conference, Steve, and they were playing. How many times did they play in the East? They're in the East, like four or five times in the East. Yeah. If that were the case, then yeah, I think it would be much bigger. But because you only see these guys twice a year,
you're like a home and home.
You're not a big deal for me at all.
All right, not a big deal for Gary Ellerson. Eric Name, who just joined us, he thinks it can be used as a measuring stick game for this Bucks team. I got a feeling many Bucks fans will probably look at it that way and will call on a Tim after the game. That's the right lane. The left lane, how are you feeling about what David Stearns has done so far this season? I'll take this one. Very depressing. Shake my head every time I see another move happen. Waiting for impact moves to really help this team, and it really hasn't happened. And we had Adam McKelvey on earlier today from Brewers.com in the 3 o'clock hour and MLB.com, and he made a good point. Last year when they got Jordan Lyles, I poo-pooed it. They got Drew Pomeranz, I poo-pooed that one too. And they both turned out really good. So hopefully the same thing happens.
Well, you're a name brand guy. You like the big name guys.
I like the Moustakas of the world when they sign him. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're right.
Judge Money.
You trade for Christian Yelich. Big fan. Yeah. You sign Lorenzo Cain. Didn't like the fifth year, but understood it because that's how you had to get him.
Yeah.
I like that, right? Yeah. These other guys, not as much.
Because I thought they could have fit that contract.
Arizona's going to regret that contract. Okay.
That's like 5 year 80, I think.
So how are you feeling about what David Stearns has done so far? I don't feel so well. But Adam McKelvey and I agreed that we'll check back in at the end of January and see if I've changed my tune after the Brewers have done some more. So that is the left lane. The return lane is a win expected for the Packers if there's no Dalvin Cook for the Vikings. Adam Schefter this morning saying it appeared doubtful that Dalvin Cook would play. Dalvin Cook was then talked to by the media in Minnesota earlier this afternoon, I should say. And he says, hey, if I feel good, I'm going to play. So he's not counting himself out of that game as of yet. Leroy Butler, what do you say to that? If there's no Dalvin Cook, is that an expected win for the Packers?
Well, I also look at some of the no-name backs who put up numbers against the Packers and make me think it doesn't really matter. You know, to me, you got to stop, you know, Diggs and
Thielen
and Rudolph and those guys, man, because they've always put up big numbers. And Irv Jr., the other
gotta
tight
end. Gotta get Irv Jr.
Those guys are pretty good. But, again, Now, if it was like a Barry Sanders type and Barry doesn't play, maybe. But, you know, Cook, after that 75-yard run, they held him in check after that. He didn't get another big run. But, see, coaches try to get you from thinking like that, Steve, to say, okay, we're going to let our guard down.
Don't let your guard down,
That's
Leroy.
Why a backup guy can probably put 200 on you. It'll be the same game plan. And the intensity would be – and he, I think, for the most part, Pettit showed his hand. I mean, when they asked him, and I tell these coaches, don't be so truthful. Just be
kind of truthful.
Confusing. Mm-hmm. Be confusing. Listen, basically, we're not going to give – we're going to stop the pass. Mm-hmm. We just are. We think more people beat people by the plane. We're going to manage their train. In other words, the back, whoever the back is, Dalvin Cook, he can have 150, 160, two touchdowns, but we can't have your quarterback have 350, three touchdowns. But the running game, no one's going to beat us just running the football. So to him and his sick world, he probably think it didn't matter if Dalvin Cook was going to play or not. Mm-hmm. Because when he played the first time, we still beat them. But realistically, I know that the fans are thinking, man, we don't know nothing about no Boone. Who is this guy? I mean, the guy's a pretty good running back. So with that being said, I think they're going to keep the same game plan. Now's not the time to change, you know, your thought process. You know, if they don't have their best player, because I will say this, the Packers are one of, if not the healthiest team in the NFL. That is unprecedented, especially this time of year. They always was out, always were out five or six guys, maybe even eight guys, and three of them were starters. Or you, it was game time decision. And remember, Steve, you wanted to fire the whole training staff.
Nope, but instead
these guys are here.
The head guy retired. Yeah. They moved some people around up there, and miraculously everybody's healthier now than they've ever been.
None of those people.
But that's what happened.
Well, in fact,
and you could tell me that, well, I was advocating for something like this to happen for a while. Well, now it kind of did because he retired, and now
we
moved some stuff around, and now we're really healthy.
So you really think Pepper Burris was the issue?
I don't know. I'm just telling you,
I can't believe you think
those are the facts. I'm just presenting facts of what it is. And part of this is Matt LaFleur, too, and what he's brought as far as what his practice regimen is, how he went about training camp. All of this is different than what McCarthy did. I mean, Bakhtiari said it earlier in the year.
What did he say?
That he's never been as healthy as been this year ever in the past because of how LaFleur runs the show.
But you know, Pepper Burris was
so part of that is definitely Matt LaFleur, too.
Well, they did, but they didn't practice that much during training camp. Well, I mean, they did, but they took the practices weren't as long. I mean, McCarthy had longer practices.
Like 2 hours, right?
Well, longer than that. I think they was 2:45. And you were like, that's right. He had longer practices.
He scaled it down after a while.
But, well, no, he didn't.
He did.
Okay. Here's what I do know.
Come on, Steve.
McCarthy had longer practices than Matt LaFleur did
right now
doing training.
We got Mike Clemens coming up at 5:35. We'll talk to him more about
that. I don't know if Mike knows, but I know that for a fact.
Yeah, no, I believe it.
I mean, Mike wouldn't know. He should know. But, yeah, he had longer practices. I mean, we're standing on the sideline, and we're looking at our little sheet that we get, and next thing you know, right, shouldn't be over. It's over. We don't even get to spirits every
day. That was one day, man.
So, I mean, he did. So each day, if they got into work that he thought that they needed to get in, then they did the way he wanted to do it.
Time to go.
No need for us to be here.
Right.
We're good.
And
we got it in.
And as players, you love that, obviously. Yeah. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Which lane would you want to be in? 414-799-1250.
Let's go to my good friend Joe out in Racine. Joe, you're up next, 105.7 FM, the Fan. Joe, what you got, buddy?
Hey, Joe.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the return lane.
Take
and,
it, Joe.
Make a couple points and then hang up and listen.
Yeah.
A Viking fan just called. I'm actually a Viking fan myself.
He said
there was no difference with Dalvin Cook, with Mike Boone. Well, here's the thing. The Chargers didn't game plan for Mike Boone, so I feel like he came out and did what he did. He's a good back, but he's no Dalvin Cook.
No, he ain't.
So I feel like with Dalvin being out, it's more on Kirk Cousins. My second point is, Sparky had said earlier, a lot has changed with the Green Bay offense. They don't put those two backs out there anymore, and that's correct. But you remember the first 4 weeks of the season, the Vikings were still finding themselves, too. They were struggling a lot with them the first 4 weeks, and now it seems like they found themselves. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. The Vikings have changed, too. That offense has definitely changed. That offense has gotten significantly better, Leroy, than when they saw him the first time.
Yeah, and you know what? And Gary, you remember he went to the old, before he fired him, the coordinator? They wanted to run the ball. They were throwing the ball all over the place. We need to run the football. The guy got fired. Okay, the other guy come in. Listen, you need to run the ball. Mattson, before he got hurt, was a pretty good runner. They got Dalvin Cook. Okay, now we want to run. Don't put so much stress on Kirk Cousins. What happened was, these guys basically went to the media. You know, I'm not getting the passes I'm supposed to get. And next thing you know, Thielen gets the big game.
Yes.
And Diggs, you know, they've got 2 catches, 15 yards. He went off. Kyle Rudolph signs a new deal. He gets some touchdowns. Everything is fine. But, again, it comes down to the running game. If Dalvin Cook is not there, this offense on that surface, which the Packers have not won in that new stadium, they're going to throw the ball and use the crowd. They're going to throw the ball and use the crowd. That's what they're going to do. But if you're petted, that's fine. I like when you throw it because my guys going after the quarterback, that's when we're at our best. We're at our worst when they're just trying to stop the run all day.
No, no doubt about it. Let's get out to the phone calls. Let's go to my guy, Andrew on the east side. Andrew, up next, 105.7 FM Fan, The Big Show. What you got? What you got, Andrew?
What's going on, fellas?
Yeah.
First of all, huge fan. I'll make it real quick. Just ramble off what I got to say.
Make
first
it quick.
Thing,
yeah.
The Sidney Moncrief edition, unbelievable.
Right.
Perfect. Second thing, Leroy Butler, you will be a Hall of Famer. Third thing, to that caller you guys had right before Eric Name, I got 6 words for him. Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. And lastly, this upcoming Vikings game, what concerns me is I'm pretty confident, especially without Dalvin Cook, that we're going to beat this team. If we see them again in the playoffs, do you think we could beat this team 3 times?
See, that's a good point.
And that's the thing. But that's why I think you got to win now. Yes. Send a message Monday night.
Right.
You get now come to Lambeau and try that.
We did that with Detroit.
Yeah.
They beat us. We had to go there to beat them in the playoffs. And I think that was the Sterling Sharp game when he was wide open, Steve.
Wide open.
I was like, man, it's hard to play a team. Because you try to – what can you do when they kind of know what you're good at, your game plan, you know their players, and that's what you can hang your hat on, that you beat them the first time. But if Matt LaFleur wins 11 games, I mean, and get to 12 games – I mean, I'm sorry, 12 games to win a division after getting to the playoffs. When you get the X and the Y next to your team name in the playoff scenario, that's when you're doing something that's truly amazing. If after all that you went through, you won the division. That's why when people were saying, today Dennis asked me and Gary that Minnesota got more to lose or something. I said, I don't look at it like that. The Packers can really do something that's amazing. Win the division, get in the playoff after last year being 6-9-1.
All right, back to the phones we go. 414-799-1250. You also can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan.
I'm going to go to my good friend Bob in Minneapolis.
Okay,
Bob, you're up next, 105.7 FM The Fan. Bob, are you a Rodgers hater?
No, you know I'm not. Thank you for taking my call. No, I'm a long-time Packer fan. That the Packers are going to win without Cook there is, I believe, short-sighted.
Okay.
The Vikings run a very good running scheme, no matter who the back is. I do know that Cook is better, but their two backups are really good. The key is their offensive line. Their offensive line is a better run blocking than pass blocking.
Okay.
If we can get Cousins to pass more, that's what most people up here are worried about.
Right.
They're more worried about Cousins than not having Cook. And the other thing that I worry about as a Packer fan is what defense is going to show up.
Yep.
The one thing that I worry about is the Packers defense is all of a sudden, no matter who the running back is, with the scheme that Minnesota runs, is that running back get 200 yards?
Right.
And they're holding the ball forever.
Yes.
If the key is to get Cousins to throw
And I think that's better for us.
Yeah.
But no matter what, I have a feeling that this game is going to be weird. Weird things. Whoever has just the most, I know this is very cliche.
Cliche.
But whoever has the most turnovers.
Right.
Is probably going to win.
All right. Thanks for the phone call, Bob. Appreciate it, buddy.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. We'll take more of your calls in Great Lakes Raceway. Pickaway, Mike Clemens joins us in about 15 minutes from right now from up in Green Bay. First, let me tell you, Christmas is coming, and as you finalize your last-minute gift list, here's a solution sure to please anyone. A customized gift box of delicious meats from Robert's Specialty Meats. In fact, Dan Plucker, a producer, just went and got some ribs on a stick, got the Al Capone roast, all set to go. For Christmas himself. We've talked about them for years. Robert's Ribs on a Stick, now by popular demand, new this year, so you can surprise that special person on your gift list with a Robert's Specialty Meats Ribs on a Stick gift box, vacuum pack to go. Or Paul Roberts can help you create your own customized gift box, including hand-cut steaks, the legendary Al Capone Italian pork roast, or an assortment of original sausages and brats with over 30 varieties to choose from. Roberts also has gift cards, which can be redeemed throughout the year and appreciated by those for your good taste. And everybody will love a gift card to Robert's Specialty Meats. I just got myself some beef tenderloin ordered up for Christmas myself. Call them today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT. When you visit, be sure to sample some of their original cherry wood smoked beef sticks or jerky, including a new bourbon-flavored jerky, the perfect snacks at any time. You can check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, it's Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Don't forget Wendy's celebrating 50 years. That's right, Wendy's celebrating 50 years. And they want to celebrate with you. Birthday cake flavored frosty at Wendy's, replacing the vanilla for a limited time only. It's delicious. We had it at the toy drive almost every day. It was unbelievable. Or try their birthday cake flavored frosty cookie sundae. That's the birthday cake flavored frosty in a cup. Sugar cookies on top. Then you have rainbow sprinkles on top of that. Amazing is the best way to do it. Celebrating 50 years with Wendy's. Go take advantage right now. Get your birthday cake flavored frosty at Wendy's. Your kids will love you even more than they do already heading into the holidays. So make sure to get that done. All right, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, continues. The right lane is what does a Bucks win or loss do for you tonight as a Bucks fan? The left lane, how are you feeling about what David Stearns has done so far for the Brewers? And the return lane, is a win expected for the Packers if Vikings are without Dalvin Cook?
All right.
Oh, sorry, go
That's
ahead.
Okay, Steve, I'm going to try to get through all these as quick as I can. You ready to go?
Sure.
Let's go to Mike in Caledonia. Mike, you're up next on 105.7 FM, the Fan, the Big Show. Mike, what you got, bud?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
Love the show.
Yeah.
Love to talk Packers and Bucks. But
come on with it.
With the Brewers, because something came to my mind.
What came to your mind?
You know, I don't think David Stearns is done. He always has some up his sleeve.
Right.
You think back, two, 3 years ago, I remember in the offseason, I'm sitting here wondering, what is he doing? He's getting a bunch of mediocre players, making our team look horrible. And out of nowhere, he picked up Yelich and Kane. So maybe he's got some trade he's working out or something. Let's not lose hope. Let's wait till January, February time and see where the Brewers are at and then make an assessment.
All right. Want to hold on to it, Mike. Want to hold on to it. Let's get out to my good friend Randy in Cedarburg. Randy, up next, 105.7 FM in the Fan. Randy, what you got, buddy?
What's up, Gary? What's going on, man?
Hey, Randy, what's going on, man? They still let you live in Cedarburg?
Oh, man, I tell you, man, I can't believe it. Long as the Mequon police don't harass me, I'm all good.
Okay.
Just being honest, man.
All right, what you got?
Hey, a brother leave early in the morning going to work. Sometimes he makes that quick U-turn and go ahead and run them plates. But I got a question, man. I'm just being honest, man. I got a question. I got a dilemma. And Gary, you probably know this, probably Leroy, too.
Okay.
Now, I got my daughter home from college.
Yeah.
Whitewater, you know, but she got a house that she rents.
Yeah.
And she came home last week. I thought she was leaving right now. I forget that. It like when high school, they go on for 2 weeks and they go back to school.
Right.
And now she's coming home tonight because she's a LeBron James fan.
Right.
You know, big time LeBron James fan. She had to get her nails done.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's kind of crazy because they overtake the main TV. You know, so you know, as a man,
yep.
Main TV.
Yep. Right. The main, yep.
TV,
yep.
Yeah.
And they talking about, well, Dad, we got to watch Big Frieda tonight. Big Frieda? What the hell is Big Frieda?
Big Frieda?
I'm like, hey, what is Big Frieda? And Leroy, do you know what that is?
I have no idea what it is. You can't watch the game tonight.
Hey, look it up. It's called Big Frieda. You know, it's a guy, but, hey, you know, go by hurt. That's another story. That's why I know. So now my wife is a Packer fan.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, man, I'm a diehard Viking fan. And
right.
We all know Aaron Rodgers ain't the same Aaron Rodgers no more.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I admit that. Yes or no?
Well, yeah. Yes, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has lost a step, right?
Yeah.
You know, so now my daughter brought the dog home. My wife done bought a little dog, a little outfit. They ain't no higher than my knees. You know what I'm saying? My ankles.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I don't like animals, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't like animals. Just talking over the game. Dogs, animals, they know when you fear them. My wife taped me on the phone. Got me screaming, put me on Facebook. Screaming, you know, all this stuff going on, man. I ain't watching the game. I ain't staying at home. Have a good day.
Going out, right? He ain't watching the game.
He's a Viking fan. Can he watch his TV?
Yeah.
You've had that problem, Steve, where the family want to watch the main TV, which is the big TV.
No.
You want to watch a Bucks game, but they want to watch something else.
No, not really.
You just overpower
the kids them. Have their own TVs in their own room, so they go watch whatever they want.
Get
they
out
leave
of here.
Alone.
Go in your room. Yeah, go in your room and watch TV.
Or they're playing on their X or their PS4 or whatever.
Yeah,
and they don't watch what we watch, so it doesn't really matter.
Right, okay, good. Right. Yeah. Well, you're lucky then. I feel this pain. I feel this pain.
Oh, no.
But is it mainly because you have daughters?
Well, probably because they want to watch the Hallmark Channel and watch all these Christmas movies.
Love the Hallmark Channel.
And I'm like, the game is going to be on tonight. Y'all got to go upstairs. No, it's the big TV. We want to watch this because this Dolly Parton's on this particular episode. And
Come on, man. Come on.
Watch the Lakers Bucks, man.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we going to next, Gary?
Get one more call in.
All right, let me get one more. Let me get a couple more here. My boy Steve Frazzle right now, though.
Yeah,
Frazzle.
Go ahead.
Let's go to Bucks. Let's go to Bruce on the Northwest
Bruce,
side. Bruce, what you got, man?
Yes, well, I'll tell you something right now. The Bucks played a tough game Monday. They played a tough game tonight. They're going to play a tough game Saturday against Indiana. And then they're going to Philadelphia. They've got a lot of tough games, and they're missing their besides Giannis, they're missing their second-best player in Bledsoe. I tell you right now, he better not play 10 players tonight. He's crazy if he does, because I want him down to 8 players like they do in the playoffs. That's the way you got to do it. And you can't play all these stupid players that don't do a thing. He better start acting like a coach. You know, his record is good, but he did his record without, by the way, when they missed Bledsoe for 5 games, they didn't play a single good quality team. So that means nothing. So let's see if the coach can start playing 8 players. You know, I'll give you one player. The center, Brook Lopez. Last year he averaged 17 points. This year he's averaging 11. Last year he shot 48% from the 3-point lane. This year he's shooting 28%. That's what hurts a team when they don't get quality from the starters.
Well,
so I don't know what they're going to do, but they've got a 5-game schedule that's going to be awfully trouble.
Well, look, Brook Lopez, you're absolutely right. Brook Lopez has not been the same Brook Lopez as last year as far as shooting the ball and being that dangerous guy from downtown. And that was my concern when they gave him that deal in the offseason.
Keep shooting.
And I brought it up. It was the one time where he was able to shoot that 3 the way he did, and I was concerned about regression from Brook Lopez, and that's exactly what has happened. He has regressed to a certain degree and hasn't been that dynamic type of player that you want. The one thing that has changed, though, and you and I talked about, Gary, they are letting him play in the post a little bit more.
Yeah.
Something they really weren't having him do at all last year. So that really is his bread and butter. That's how he scores the ball. But you do lose something if there's no threat of him shooting that ball as well as he did last year outside. All right, coming up next, we will talk with our guy, Mike Clemens, who is up in Green Bay. Talked to all these different players throughout the day, including David Bakhtiari. Let's see, who else has he talked to throughout the day? Matt LaFleur, obviously. Aaron Rodgers. He's heard from Nathaniel Hackett, the Packers offensive coordinator. All of that is coming up. But in the meantime, before we get to him, let me tell you about Harry's Razors, the perfect gift for you to get your significant other coming up. Now just think about it, Dad. You always get screwed kind of in the gift department, right? You always get some goofy tie for the 100th time. You know, every year, my kids got creative. They got me my 500th Packer tie this year. Mm-hmm. Oh, my kids got creative. They gave me another gift card this year. I'm guilty as charged on that from time to time as well. Listen, this is easy. We're talking about a thoughtful and a practical gift, right? Harry's Razors. Smooth shave, comfortable glide. I've been using mine. You should get one as well. Listeners of The Big Show can get $5 off any Harry shave set by using code SPARKY, S-P-A-R-K-Y, at harrys.com. Shipping cutoffs end this week, so act now. It's a practical gift that your dad will use. Harry's makes sharp blades that last. German engineered and award winning. Plus, sets start at just $20. That's within Secret Santa limits. And Harry's blade refills are as low as $2 each. So the guy you're buying it for will save even more money over time. How about this? Your gift even gives back. 1% of each sale will be donated to charitable organizations. As a special offer for fans of The Big Show, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets, when you enter Sparky at harrys.com. Each Harry shaving set comes with a weighted handle with the option to engrave, 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. Shipping cutoffs end this week, so act now. Just use code SPARKY at harrys.com. That's S-P-A-R-K-Y. We'll talk with Mike Clements coming up next. Also, don't forget the Bill Michaels Bud Light Huddle on the road tonight as Cali's Bleachers in Big Bend. If you're looking for somewhere to go have dinner, grab something to eat, and have some entertainment provided to you, Bill Michaels and his panel of guests will do just that coming up at 6 o'clock here on The Fan.
It's kind of like playing dominoes, but you set them up, you know. So we're setting a few of them up, and you know, we'd like to knock them all down at one point, but it's one domino at a time. The first one, obviously, you know, is making the playoffs and winning the North, and then there's some other ones to be laid after that.
Talking about the playoffs and how it all works like the dominoes, right? Knock them all down, you win the Super Bowl. One domino at a time during the playoffs, and got to get the next domino down by winning the division. Joining us now, embedded in Green Bay, he is Mike Clements of the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good evening, Michael.
Is that his relax or let's run the table thing for 2019?
I don't know. I've never really played dominoes, so I don't really get it, but I'm sure most other people have played dominoes and understand what he's talking about, that you have to knock them all down. I don't know. I doubt it.
I think it's too early to be talking about running the table.
Yeah, I don't know if we're at that point. But, yeah, knocking dominoes down, sure. Look, they don't even have to beat Minnesota to win the division, Mike. They can beat Detroit the following Sunday and win the division.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and everybody seems to talk about environment. I mean, I think the big thing is, at least for Mike Pettine's defense, is the run game. Now, in Week 2 at Lambeau, Dalvin Cook showed that burst of speed. He got past Darnell Savage, 75-yard run. But I think the consensus was after that, or for the most part of the game, they did an okay job of containing. That's Week 2. I think that the Vikings' offensive line has improved, you know, in recent weeks, and just the execution of their offense. They rolled over the Chargers. Their defense got 7 takeaways. I mean, Phillip Rivers threw like 3 picks. Melvin Gordon fumbled twice. They blocked a punt. So the defense was all over him. But, you know, the big story was this morning. Monday night, during Monday Night Football, Adam Schefter said, I'm hearing it's not going to be really good for Dalvin Cook. I mean, you saw the then they played, you know, video of him in serious pain in the third quarter with the shoulder injury and going in the locker room. And, you know, after the game, Zimmer's like, well, I don't know. We'll have to see tomorrow. And then after on Monday's press conference, he said, hey, he's feeling okay. And you got Schefter saying, I don't know. And then today, Schefter coming out from whatever his, quote, sources are, agent, who knows, like, no, Cook's not going to play Monday night. Not going to play. So that means, you know, that their backfield is Alexander Mattison. Nice pickup, third-round kid, but he's had an ankle. He missed the Chargers game. So they had to go to this Mike Boone kid. 13 carries. I think he had over 50 yards. He had 2 touchdowns in the game. They have Amir Abdullah, you know, the former Lion. He's like 26 years old. He had a couple of carries against the Chargers. So this was the press conference that Mike Zimmer had after ESPN reported that there's no way that Dalvin Cook is going to play on Monday night.
Do you have an update on Dalvin Cook's shoulder, and will he be doing any work in practice today at all?
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, I have an update. He seems to be doing good.
How fortunate do you feel about to have a number three running back like Mike Boone? I mean, not too many teams have a back that good as their number three guy, and if he has to carry a heavier load, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we have a lot of confidence in Mike. You know, he's done a good job, did a good job last week. Hopefully we don't need him.
Mike, where's Alexander Mattison at right now in his recovery?
Yeah, he's doing better. Yeah, he's got a good chance.
You think he'll practice today?
I don't know. It's going to be a low-key practice today, so we'll see.
Well, according to the injury report, neither Cook or Mattison practiced today, did not participate.
No, Dr. Zimmer says they're fine. They're going to be fine.
Well, it's interesting because he also said in that press conference that, you know, depends on how Cook can deal with the pain tolerance. And then they went and talked to Dalvin Cook, and Dalvin Cook said, look, I have pain now no matter what happens, pretty much. It's the end of the regular season. Everybody's got pain at this point. It's all about me being healthy pretty much at the right time is going to determine whether or not he plays. So we'll see how this plays out.
Decision, they got 3 days to try and figure it out, right?
Yeah. Right.
The Packers had a light practice today, but an extended session for the media in there. And I'll tell you, I kept my eyes on 83, on Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and he did. I saw him catch three deep balls, you know, show the speed, you know, look the ball all the way in, those kinds of things. So, you know, they're showing that. They're showing, you know, Devontae and Jake Kumerow out there, you know, and Geronimo lining up. And so, you know, it's this story about Kumerow and LaFleur saying earlier in the week, look, we're not giving up on MVS yet. He's a young kid. He's got a lot to learn. You don't see what we see in practice, but, you know, that drop that he had, I mean, that was the first play that they had in the script, and they had practiced that. They were all set for it against the Bears, and he dropped a ball, you know, that should have been a touchdown to start off the game against the Bears on the Packers' first drive. So you got that situation going on, but, you know, they've talked about Alan Lazard and Kumerow, but it's not only what they're doing as receivers, but it's what they're doing blocking downfield. Aaron Jones, the running back, has talked about that he said that the difference in these last 3 or 4 weeks for him, and what's really helped, like with the outside zone, when he gets outside the numbers there, and the offensive linemen are following suit with him, you know, with their aiming points and blocking, is that he can't get over the improvement in the downfield blocks, particularly from Lazard, number 13, and from number 16, Jake Kumerow. Now, Nathaniel Hackett is the offensive coordinator, and we talked to him about this last week, Friday night, going into the Bears game, and he talked about some film that they watched in an offensive meeting with him at the head of the room and how excited Devontae Adams got.
There was a great clip of Jake Kumerow motioning down and inserting onto a safety and springing the one big run for Jamal. And, I mean, we actually ran between Kumerow and Mercedes. And it was pretty cool to watch Devontae start going crazy for that. So I think as a room, you always want them to have a lot of pride in that, because when we say it takes all 11, we really mean that. To Aaron having to boot out on the backside as the quarterback, I mean, it takes all 11. And I think those are the things that, you know, get those big plays, those explosive plays down the field. Because if you get through that first, second level, and now if you want to get to a touchdown or get those, you know, explosive, anything over 12 yards, those wide receivers got to participate, and they're getting pretty good, and they enjoy it. And it makes, you know, DBs, they start thinking, hey, there's somebody, because it's usually not right in front of them. So now they're kind of got their head on a swivel and they're looking around. So, and that helps everything. That now they're nervous about covering them. So it helps across the board, and they love it.
I'm sure they do love it. It gives them more opportunity to get bigger plays, obviously, down the field. And when you are in this type of offense that supposedly is going to focus more on running the football now than they have in the past, wide receivers blocking can make the difference between, you know, a 5 to 10 yard run and a home run type run that goes the distance.
Yeah, and he seems to say, look, you know, you start seeing DBs react to it. You know, if these receivers are going to be physical, hey, it's a chance for the receiver to get a shot on guys in the secondary as well. And after the Bears win, you know, there was that 49-yard touch or bomb, big pass game to Jake Kumerow. It was down the right-hand side. And Aaron Rodgers gave this detailed breakdown. And I think one of the guys on Twitter that, you know, like played tape, they actually played the audio of Rodgers. I watched that thing about 3 or 4 times. So, and you know, as we're talking about Rodgers, his decision-making, finding plays versus holding onto the ball too long or maybe being over-analytical. But Rodgers, after the game, described about where he saw Kyle Fuller, how he saw Ha-Ha Clinton Dix move. He's trying to decide if Clinton Dix is going to have this zone or there might be a window. And even though Davante Adams was probably the primary target on a crossing route, he anticipated when he just pre-snap, when he saw Ha-Ha move in one direction, he thought, oh, there's going to be a hole there in back of that corner. And I know that Kumerow's running kind of a goal route. And if Kumerow said he didn't even know the ball was coming to him. He anticipated Davante. He said, but when you're playing with Aaron Rodgers, you've always got to anticipate the ball might come your way. So Aaron makes all these reads within 1 or 2 seconds pre-snap, throws the ball into that window. Kumerow runs under it, then makes a great move because, you know, the secondaries, they haven't seen that play, and he ends up getting 49 yards out of it. So today I said to Aaron, when you're doing this, are you looking for the best window or a window that they don't anticipate, or are you doing this because, you know, you're always thinking ball security? And if he can get a ball to the sideline, if it's incomplete, it goes out of bounds. He hates throwing balls over the middle if he doesn't have to, because if it tips off a guy's hands, that's how he gets the pick. And here's what Rodgers told me.
Yeah, well, I think I'm always playing percentages, and it's about the highest percentage place to go with the ball. In certain situations, sometimes you got to fit in some tight spots or take some chances based on the score scenario. That was kind of more on a pre-snap look. I felt good about who we had at number two, and guessing Fuller would probably jump up on him. But that's the game. A lot of times it's calculated guesses. You know, you can't know for sure how a guy's going to react out there. You just got to, you know, hope that what you think's going to happen happens. Sometimes you guess wrong, and it's not a great play. Sometimes you guess right, and great things happen.
What's the deal with Scotch? Was that an acquired taste? Or?
Yeah, it's acquired taste.
The last time I had it was 2 a.m. It was like jet fuel. Put you to sleep at night, is it?
No, it's just nice to sip on. I think it's an appreciation for alcohol instead of a, you know, an addiction or an overindulgence. It's enjoying each drop. Thank you.
What in the world was that, Clemens?
He's always talking about scotch after the game. Do you ever had scotch?
Yes, I have.
I'm not old enough to drink.
Yeah, scotch with some ice. Yes.
It's like gasoline to me, man.
It's not gasoline. Don't stop. Come on.
But why he had to put in that, it's not like an addiction. You don't need to go there.
No, you don't. No,
you don't need to do that.
Well, you know,
I hope people don't take that personal.
No,
he's just joking.
I don't think so, no.
I hope not.
Right. Well, you know, he says it after every post game now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Pretty much.
I'm going to go home and get me a scotch and get away from
I am shocked and amazed that nobody has gotten him for an endorsement for a scotch. I don't understand how that's even possible. By this time, somebody should have had him.
Same thing. He probably thinks the same thing. Like, what's a guy got
to
do?
I mentioned at every press conference, somebody should be able to get this done for me. Whoever is marketing manager should be fired, because that person should have had this scotch deal done after about week three.
They probably don't want the people to know that it's a big deal. So, no scotch, no.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know.
Anyways, I try and ask the fun stuff for everyone.
Yeah, that was good. All right, Michael, thanks so much.
Thank you, boys.
There he is, Mike Clemens, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019.
Aaron said when you read this.
Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
He's playing on that Kumerow play. He was playing the percentages. You got to say that. Say that we'll play it tomorrow.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, we can talk about it tomorrow.
I won't get it here.
A lot of fun stuff coming up tomorrow. I'll tell you what that all entails on tomorrow's show, including a guy to come on and talk about the Vikings, who is probably the most entertaining guy in the state of Minnesota, not named Rami Makhlouf. I'll tell you who that is next. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Coming up, Bill Michaels, Bud Light Idol, takes to the road, Kelly's Bleachers in Big Ben. Coming up from 6 till 8 tonight. Looking for a good place, go get some food, have a couple of beverages. No place like Kelly's Bleachers in Big Ben from 6 to 8 tonight. And, of course, college basketball show coming up tonight as well. College football show all coming up tonight from 8 until 10 with Don Wachilis. I'm sure they'll be talking probably about that Badgers recruiting class. How about Whitewater, huh? Whitewater trying to go win this whole thing. And I'm sure they'll talk about that as well.
Yeah, Nolan, big shout out to the Badgers women's volleyball team tonight as they try to get. They're in Pittsburgh. I believe they're in the semifinals tonight, or maybe they're in the final four, but they're in Pittsburgh trying to get it done.
Congratulations.
Women's volleyball.
Badgers. I saw that on Twitter.
What's that?
The women's volleyball
stuff. Did you really?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was last night. Yeah. It was all over social media.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, you've got the Badgers, you know, they're doing big things in all sports, not just basketball,
and
not just football. And they graduate. That's what we're all about, Steve.
That's what you're all about.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're all about.
Yeah, they're not in the Citrus Bowl this year, like Alabama. They're in the Rose Bowl.
Did you see the recruiting class, Steve?
For the...
The Badgers football team?
Yes.
You did? What'd you think?
I did.
We talked about it.
What'd you see, Steve?
Same old Badgers.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what you've taught me over the years. Yeah. Kind of right in the where they're supposed to
be. Just right there.
Got a couple of four-star guys.
Yeah.
But he brought it up earlier.
Who?
PJ Flex got me mad.
Hot.
I mean, you lose that kid linebacker to Wisconsin.
You already lost
the number one player in next year's class, offensive lineman. You're going to lose him to Wisconsin as well. That's supposed to be PJ. Listen, you got all the way after this season and you couldn't close a couple?
Hey, go to Alabama, get the number one recruit out of Alabama from Nick Saban. Go to Florida, get the number one recruit out of the state of Florida. Go to California, get me the number one recruit, and then we can talk. Get the number one recruit out of Minnesota, dude. Whoopity doo.
I'm talking about PJ Flex.
I don't care. I'm just talking about the talent. Go down to Florida. Go to Alabama. Go to Georgia. Get me the number one recruit out of them states. Then we can talk.
PJ Flex, that guy, whatever.
Rode a boat, you heard what I just said.
Paul Chris went in his backyard.
You remember Carl McCullough?
Somebody.
You remember Carl McCullough?
Running back, yep.
Number one recruit out of Minnesota?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I don't disagree with you.
I played with another guy, number one recruit out of Minnesota, named Brian Bonner.
There you go. Go get me
the number one recruit out of the state of Florida or Georgia, or the state of Minnesota. Or Alabama. Or California.
Oh, he don't like players in Minnesota.
Texas.
Or Pittsburgh, or Texas, New Jersey, and one of them states.
But they got...
Let me know.
Graham Mertz.
Hmm?
Hit the Mertz, where Mertz from? California?
He wasn't a number one recruit.
He was a top guy.
He was top, but he wasn't number one. I'm talking number one.
Number one in the state.
This guy here
is number one in the state.
This guy from Minnesota is number one
in the
state.
And the offensive lineman next year is number one in the state.
Yeah.
But he's saying it's not because it's Minnesota. It's Minnesota. What that got to do with it?
Come on, man.
The talent level that comes out of the state is what he's saying.
The kid lives there. He can't control where he lives.
Agree. You're right.
His mom and dad is there.
I understand that. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you, cuz.
So you just poo-pooing it.
Listen, this recruiting class is good enough to help us win the West.
They got some linebackers, mm-hmm. which they needed. Got mm-hmm. a four-star linebacker out of Hawaii.
Yep.
I don't know how good that kid's going to be either. So we'll see.
Yeah, good enough to help us win the West. Good enough to help us win the West.
Which is what you're trying to do every year, right? That's what you want to do.
And then where does that put us?
And you go get hammered by Ohio State.
Thank you very much.
He's Gary Ellerson. That is Packer Hall of Famer, soon to be Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler.
How
see
you
Sparky
work with
Pfeiffer
this guy
here.
Every day?
Same way you do. Coming up tonight, Tim Allen after the Bucks-Lakers game. Pick It Safe Pro Hoops postgame show.
You need to stop.
You need to stop.
Sidney Moncrief will join the postgame show tonight
as well.
He's a Hall of Famer as well, Sidney Moncrief.
I love my program.
Hey, Bill Michaels, Bud Light Hall comes up next. Kelly's Bleachers in Big Ben. Stop over, say hi, him and his panel of guests. I believe Chuck Freeman is one of them, so that's always entertaining. Stay tuned for that here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.